Hey, good morning. Welcome. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, the newest member to the show.
Hello.
You want to check her out? Like, she sounds hot, but what's she look like?
How about and then you're like, ugh.
Whoa. No, for real though, connect with her. Give her a follow. You should be following everybody on the show. Radio Now AM Show, that's how you can connect and find that. Live the Web Girls here, producer Porkchop, our technical producer, Lenny Bree, and you at 833-563-2539. I want to get to the phone calls, so hey, Nick, hang on, I'm going to get right to you. A high school in California is now phone-free. They're the largest public school in the country to do this. Every day at the beginning of school, students at San Mateo High School receive this little pouch, which is a locking device for their phones. The phone slides into it and then gets locked through a magnetic device. It's not unlocked until after the final bell rings. One teacher says he's already seen a difference. Quote, everyone else was socializing and eating lunch together, and he wasn't seeing enough of that when the phone was actually being used. Kids were not talking to each other. They were all like head buried in the phone, living their own lives.
Right. I'm curious what the rules are now in high schools, because my little girl obviously is just in fourth grade, but in high school, I don't think you can have your phone. At least you can't have it on.
I think it might vary place to place. I don't have it, and I think it could be so much by district or even just individual school. Maybe you know, 833-563-2539. But let's go around the room. Let's go to the phones and see what everybody thinks. I guess for me, I'm not a parent, but I understand even without kids, if I had a family member, I'd want them in a sense to have a phone at school. But I feel like it's so distracting now that kids do not need phones in school. What are you going to do if, because what is it, for safety, right? If something happens.
I mean, that's my concern, if they need to reach something.
What are you going to do if like something tragic happens? Like you having the phone's not going to protect them.
But they can call. I mean, if. I don't know.
What's the call going to do? I mean, it'll make you feel better.
Right, absolutely.
But it doesn't stop, like, okay, God forbid a school shooter. Those seems to happen every month or so. That's not going to help.
Right. I just get in a panic because my little girl's just 9, but I hate that she doesn't have a device, and it's actually been an argue point in our family about it, because I want her to have something that she can call out to me if she needs me or if she's lost or if something happens, and she doesn't right now. And I know she's little, so I got her one of those gizmo watches.
Okay.
Great choice for kids, so they can only call who you program in their phone. So I would obviously just put like the close family members, and that's like another option, but not a cell phone. So that's an option. But I want her to always have a device that she can reach me. Like right now, if she needed me, she cannot reach me at all. Unless through somebody else.
833-563-2539. I'm interested, like, if there's any parents that dropped off their kid today, is there a phone on the other end of that they're going to be contacting you if something happens? Or, not available? You don't think it's a good idea? 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
When I was in high school, my dad would call me all of the time during the day. And I would be so freaked out. So I'd run to the bathroom, because I obviously have my phone in either my pencil bag or my pocket. And I'd run to the bathroom, because we were not allowed to have them out of our lockers. And I would call him back, like, oh my gosh, like, who's dead? Is everything
okay?
He's like, oh yeah, no, I just wanted to see how your day's going. And I'm like, Dad, I'm in English. And he's like, oh, like, you can't talk on the phone. And I'm like, Dad, we're not allowed to have our phones out in school.
Right.
But when I transferred and went to a new school, I got caught with my phone so many times that they made me drop it off to the front office every single morning. And I had to pick it up at the end of the day before I left.
So your dad is like, hey, what happened?
My dad's like the reason why I got my phone taken away all throughout the day.
Oh, you're in English?
To
text or not to text?
Yeah. That is the question. I will say, though, I still to this day, I talk to my parents every single day.
Oh, man. All right. See, that's where the problems come in, guys. I think the phone should not be there. But maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Nick, hey, do you got any kids?
Yeah, I have two. A daughter who is a senior in high school and a son who is a freshman.
Okay. What do you think about having phones in school? Do you think it's a good idea? This high school in California said, yeah, you have them, but we're locking them up. So, in a sense, they don't have the phones to the end of the day.
No, I want my kids to have their phones. And they go to school knowing that you're not supposed to have your phone out, you're not supposed to play on it and stuff like that. But if you need me, you go to the bathroom and call me immediately.
Exactly. You know? It's just a safety precaution, right?
Yes, very much so. And before they could have their phones, like my son goes to a different high school and they're more liberal about the phones. He can have it during study hall and different times. And I love to get a text in the middle of the day just saying, hey, Dad, you know, my day's going good. See you in a little bit or something like that. Or letting me know about practice has changed or something. Now, my daughter's school is a little more strict and she can't have her phone out. But there's plenty of times where something's happened and she's went to the bathroom and texted me and said, hey, you know, can you bring me this, or I forgot this, or can I go here after school or something like that?
Now,
and it's a comfort level. It's definitely a comfort level. I love that they can reach out and get a hold of me anytime they need to. And, you know, I know that, you know, the school probably would frown on it. And if I was a teacher, I wouldn't want, you know, 30 kids in class with their phones out and stuff like that. But as far as a parent, man, I love to have my kids be able to contact me if they need.
Nick, and I totally get that, but I want to be devil's advocate for your point, and thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. But it seems like the parents, like they're allowing it because they want it for their own personal comfort, and it's like, but at what cost to the teacher?
But
and to the other students in the classroom.
I will say that once you are a parent, and I mean, that's the most important thing in your world, in your life, and especially events as recently that happen all the time. You want to have communication with your child.
Hey, Chris, what's going on? What do you think about these kids in California no longer allowed to have their phone? They have to lock it up in this little pouch and they get it at the end of the day. Is that a good idea, or are you kind of against that?
I think it's a mixed feeling. I think it is good because it, you know, gives the kids more time to concentrate on what they need to be concentrated on instead of having their heads in the phone and just texting each other, because regardless, if they're not supposed to have it, they hide it. You know, so they're still using them. You know, my daughter, she goes to high school. We're actually from Pearland, Texas.
Okay.
And she goes to high school in Pearland. Well, the schools rely on the kids to have the phone. They have an hour, what they call Euler hour, and the kids get to roam around free reign for a whole hour. It's their lunch hour, and they get to just run around like nobody knows where they're at. And I went to go pick up my daughter one day, and I went to the office, and I was like, yeah, I'm here to pick up my daughter. And they're like, oh, well, does she have a phone? And I'm like, well, yes, why? And they're like, well, because right now we don't know where none of the kids are at. So just, it would be best if you give her a call to find, tell her to come meet you.
Well, that's terrifying to hear as a parent. Yeah. We have no idea where your child
is.
Good
luck, Mr. Chris.
Sorry about that.
Hope you find your daughter.
Yes.
We think she's playing Pokemon Go over there, but we're not really sure what's going on.
Let us know if you find her.
Okay, hey, man, thanks for listening to us in Houston.
Yes.
On Houston's new Radio Now 92.1. We appreciate that. You can tweet us and let us know if you think this is a good idea to get those phones out of the schools or absolutely not. Mackenzie's like, I'm getting two phones now for my daughter.
She's going to be loaded.
I'll show you.